Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Angela Lang, and I am joined by my friends Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. And this whole time, we've been talking about the current events and news in LA and what that means for the bigger picture. And we want to continue with this conversation and then transition over into our good friend, State Representative Darren Madison. But we want to take one last call while we continue to talk about the events in LA. So Ali from the Northwoods, you're up.
Hi, I actually started to call yesterday about this, but Maggie started talking. I just wanted to say that I think that Trump is worried. He never worried about the protests before, but I think since Musk has said that he was going to try to impede the elections for the Republicans, all of a sudden this is a big deal to Trump. And I think that he is trying to cause a division, a reaction, forcing the United States to be able to be put under martial law.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think there's a lot of folks that think that this is generally the kind of a trap. Matt, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the call, Ollie, as always. But I disagree just in one area. I don't think Trump is worried about the protests. I think Trump is actually rubbing his hands together about protests and just hoping they get more violent so we can use them as a pretext just to bring in the Insurrection Act and bring the tanks down Main Street.
I agree with you there, Matt. That's for sure. Yeah, I think he wants a fight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think knowing him, knowing his temperament, knowing his rhetoric, right? I do think that he wants a fight, which is also, you know, kind of zooming in a little bit instead of zooming out, thinking more to Wisconsin. What does it look like knowing that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin will elect a new chair this weekend? Mm-hmm. What does a chair look like for Wisconsin Democrats, understanding the reputation that we have in Wisconsin? What does the chair do to meet this moment? And this is why we wanted to bring in State Representative Darren Madison.
Look at that segue from this segue. Radio professional here.
I tried. I feel like Dan was looking at me like, where is she going with this? if folks haven't seen State Rep Madison, I'm just going to call you Darren. We're not going to do the formalities here. I love you, bro. Darren and I co-authored a op-ed for the recombobulation area. Shout out to Dan for publishing it. Talking about what we wanted to see in the next state party chair. And, you know, when I started kind of thinking about something like this, and I was like, Darren has a lot of thoughts. We have a lot of conversations about this. So I wanted to give you the first word of, you know, what you're looking for and specifically thinking about the piece and why the piece was important to be written, especially in this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're in a critical moment, right, around the nation, where folks are trying to figure out how to navigate these tumultuous, always say it wrong, these times.
Yes.
And, you know, as that's happening, right, Wisconsin is going through a transition in party leadership. Right now, what I've heard consistently from folks around the state, as folks have requested me to go to community meetings and so on, is they want to be clear on, clearly hear from Democrats what we're fighting for, and two, know how to get engaged in a way that that gives them hope. And what a new party chair means is they get to dictate what that hope looks like. So we, you know, in our article talk about what we hope to see from that chair, from a few things, right? How does this chair, you know, leverage this moment? How does this chair, you know, leverage the left? And then how does this chair work with folks who are elected in a way that past chairs have not? Those are critical pieces to this conversation that I have not heard consistently from a lot of folks in the mix.
I mean, it's a big decision that the party is making this weekend, right? It's a the convention is happening. There's the three candidates. We know, you know, kind of their backgrounds. We know both Darren, you and Angela have endorsed Joe Zepecki.
Yes, full disclosure.
In this race as well. But I think, you know, part of what you said here, I think is really important to highlight. I'm gonna pull one quote here. You guys wrote that reputation of constantly organizing and fighting must continue, and it starts with persistently painting the picture of the impacts of the Trump agenda. I think the Wisconsin Democratic Party chair is a position that has outsized importance. It is not just important to the people in Wisconsin, but because of our place on the national political landscape, this is a role that has importance that has national implications. So Wisconsin is going to keep this reputation as being a fighter, as being, you know, being organizing and fighting at the Trump agenda. I think it is really important to see that fight come through from the next party chair too.
Absolutely. And when you think about a state like Wisconsin, we've been fighting and organizing since basically Scott Walker. I was going to say Donald Trump. Since Scott Walker.
Yeah, before,
right?
Donald Trump.
Yeah. The before four times. In 2010, basically, you know, in 2011 with the budget repair bill and all of those things. And I tell people that's why Wisconsin is so able to kind of meet some of these moments in ways that we kind of sometimes surprise ourselves. It's because there's this culture of a dozen plus years of organizing. Mm-hmm. We will continue this conversation after the break. Keep it locked to the Maggie Dawn Show. We are excited to have State Representative Darren Madison. And we'll hear from callers when we come back.
And you got one more minute to go. Text BUG from the Civic Media app for the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Stick with us.